All right. A lot better practice today. I thought the guys came back and we challenged them a little bit. I thought they responded. That's what you expect out of a group like this with some veteran players. I thought they came out and responded. I think there's still some things where we got to get some things cleaned up. We got to be able to finish some plays when we have some opportunities. But overall, I thought both sides of the ball did some good things, and I think we got better as a football team.
Khalil Mack lit up Michael Rivera. Was that kind of exciting to see? Obviously, you don't want Michael Rivera hurt, but just to see the promise maybe being Mack?
It's football. You want to try to keep everybody up off the ground and keep everybody healthy, but, sometimes those things are going to happen in football, and you just go on and go to the next play. So was it good to see? I expect him to be able to do that a lot this year.
You've got a lot of bodies in the secondary. Can you talk a little bit about Brown and Game Rogers?
Well, both those guys are guys that we liked when we watched them on tape in the offseason. Both of those guys, they got a pretty good program over there in San Francisco. They've been successful for a few years now, they understand what it takes to win and win at a high level in this league, and they're true professionals. I think one of the things that they bring to the back end of our defense is really a lot of wisdom, a lot of savviness, instincts back there. They understand what's happening to them in the passing game. I think both those guys are going to help us out a lot.
How hard has it been on you each year you've been here? You've had to bring in a new pair of corners.
Well, it's not ideally what you want to do, but I think we've improved back there this year at that position. I think the guys that we have and some of these young guys, are beginning to develop. Nico Thorpe's a guy that's developed throughout training camp. Chimdi Chekwa, since we got here, has continued to get better on a day in and day out basis. So I think having some veteran players like T. Brown, like Carlos Rogers, and then adding to the mix some young players that have a chance to develop. T.J. Carey's another guy that's done some good things, and really Keith McGill. You see him flash at times too. So I'm excited about some veterans, but I'm excited about these young guys getting better.
You said that Nico Thorpe, you see him developing in this camp. What have you seen from him that you may not have seen last year?
Well, I think the thing that I've seen him do, he hadn't played a lot of corner. And I think the thing that I've seen him do is he's really improved when he's up on the line of scrimmage. With the way that the NFL is, with the big receivers that we face week in and week out, to have a guy with his type of size, his type of length, and he can still run, I think that helps you. So, I've been impressed with what he's done so far, and hopefully he'll continue to do that when we get into the preseason games.
With so many new faces along the offensive line, how key is it to have a center like Wiz who knows the scheme to be able to kind of orchestrate and kind of help these guys get used to what you guys are doing?
Well, that's a positive to have. And we put a lot on the center position from an intelligence standpoint, from a call standpoint, making sure we get everybody on the right page. And I think, specifically when you're when you're working with a new group, potentially four new starters on the offensive line, I think that's critical that you have somebody in there that really can kind of be the glue that holds that whole thing together.
Woodson got two picks today. Obviously, it's probably exciting to see, but did that say more about Woodson or more about Sean?
Well, Wood's on scholarship, too. He's been a pretty good player in this league, that happens, it's football. Nobody's perfect. And so, as a coach, as the head coach, you like to see a little bit of that give and take. We hadn't had a lot of takeaways on defense, which has been a good thing for us offensively. But today we were able to take the ball away a few times. So that was a positive. I'm sure we'll go back and we'll look at the tape and we'll make the corrections that we need to make offensively to try to clean up a few of those things. That happens. It's in training camp. Matt Schaub's been outstanding thus far, and he had a couple of plays that weren't his best. But what I was happy with and what I was proud of is that he came back and responded as practice went on, and he made some plays.
Those two happening two in a row like that, was Schaub just like after the first one, was he trying to test that the area again to see, you know, is it like a confidence situation?
Again, I know how this whole thing is going to work. I mean, anytime Schaub throws an interception, everybody's going to want to try to hit the panic button and act like the sky's falling. I mean, he had a couple plays that weren't very good, and he came back and he responded. So, you know, I'll let you guys push the panic button. I'm not going to. He's still doing a great job for us.
You said you pushed him a little bit more today. Are you on schedule after 1 week where you want to be, where your expectations are?
Well, yeah. I mean, I like where we're at as a football team right now. We're not anywhere near where we need to be as a finished product. But we continue to make improvement, you know, on a day in and day out basis. And that's what it's all about. It's, you know, I said this the first day of training camp. This is a marathon, not a sprint. And so I'm looking for, you know, constant signs of improvement in different areas in each day, and I've seen that as a football team, and if we continue to do that, it'll lead to good things during the season.
Coach, you talked to the team a lot about what it means to wear the shield and the guys that have come before them. What's it gonna, you know, mean to have another guy going to the Hall of Fame this weekend and Ray Guy?
Well, it's been a long time coming, and in my opinion, long overdue. When you have a guy such as Ray Guy, who's was clearly the best player at his position for a long time in the National Football League, and really, you know, if you ask all these young punters in the league, you know, who do they try to emulate? You know, one of the first names that you come across is Ray Guy. So, I think it's long overdue. I think us as an organization, me as the head coach of this organization. I'm extremely proud and excited for him, and I'm glad that he finally got the recognition that he deserves.
Is there any updated status on Antonio Smith?
He's got the groin. It sounded like from the trainers that he was feeling a little bit better. We held him out today. Again, he'll be a day-to-day situation, but hopefully he won't be out for, you know, an extended period of time.
Is there any indication whatsoever that the groin has any connection to the sports hernia?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't think that there's really any connection. Again, it was a kind of a football injury that you expect that, you know, happens during training camp.
Anyone not finish practice?
No, everybody finished practice today.
Anybody caught your eye as far as kick returns or punt returns so far?
I think TJ Carey's a guy that's shown some signs as a punt returner. I really think Denarius Moore's done a nice job back there returning punts. He's fielded the ball cleanly. He's made good decisions. But both of those positions, kick returner and punt returner, those are going to be positions that we're going to have to let play out, you know, throughout the preseason before we kind of settle into where we're going with those positions.
What are your early impressions of George Atkinson?
Well, I think the guy's explosive. He's got some talent. You know, he's got to do a better job of hanging on to the ball. Last couple days, he's put a couple balls on the ground. And, you know, that's one of the things that the first thing you got to be able to do as a returner is you got to be able to secure the football. So he's got talent, but he's got to, you know, he's got to do a better job of focusing in and maintaining possession of the ball.
What's your impression been of John Downing so far?
Well, I've seen some good things. I know he made, you know, he had an interception. I was in a different drill, but got a chance to peek down there and saw he made an interception in a kind of a half line scale drill. He's made some good plays in the passing game. He's made some rookie mistakes that we got to get cleaned up. I think what I'm looking for out of him is just a little bit more consistency, you know, and a little bit more precision in executing his assignments, you know, on a down-in and down-out basis, because this league isn't all about making the flash play. It's about being able to be consistent.
Are you going to break out the silver jerseys at all this camp?
I don't know. I haven't made that decision yet. We'll see. These guys are both competing. That's a hard call to make at this point in camp.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks.